Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang, and with me are special guests Dan Ackerman and Jessica Dulcourt.
Hello.
Google had a busy day adding three new products to its hardware family. Let's dive straight into the Pixel 3 first. Jess, what stood out most for you?
What stood out is really the lack of what stood out. Mm. This is definitely the most refined of all the Pixel devices. It looks kind of the same. This bar shrunk on the back a little bit, that glossy, like they call it the two-tone.
Yes.
The colors are pretty neutral. It kind of looks more like an iPhone. It's running the Android operating system, the latest one, which is Android Pie. So that's really interesting to see because, of course, Pixel represents Google's vision for what an Android phone really should be at its best. So it is interesting to see that there. I have some problems with the operating system. One thing that's notable is there are two cameras on the front.
Yes.
Kind of taking a leaf out of LG's playbook. Mm-hmm. And that's so you can take like group selfies. We took one last night that actually had 13 people in it. So it works. Notably is that there is one camera lens on the back when you've got companies like LG and Huawei that are putting three cameras on the back. So I'd say what we're looking at is a refined iteration. It's got the hardware specs that you expect for a flagship phone, but there's not that one killer feature or, as some would say, maybe a gimmick.
Oh, that's interesting to me that the larger XL was the only one with a notch, and they kept with the standard, you know, the standard smartphone design for the smaller version.
Is it because they're made by two different manufacturers again like they were last year? Who's making these two phones?
I talked to them.
It should be their in-house team that they brought over from HTC as part of that deal.
Because last year it was,
HTC, HTC and LG.
LG.
Yeah, well, I talked to them about sort of the hardware build, and they said it was just a matter of not being able to fit the components into the smaller version and making the notch look fine, work, I guess, because if you notice the notch on the bigger phone, it's a lot bigger than some of the other notches out there. So,
well, part of the reason why is because it's making room for those two front-facing camera lenses.
Exactly.
And still no, like, you know, 3D face, secure face unlock like the iPhone has.
Right. All right, moving on to the Pixel Slate, which is kind of like a Surface, Chrome OS powered. It even has an expensive keyboard accessory. Dan, what'd you think?
It's a Chromebook meets a Surface Pro from Microsoft. They had an expensive thing last year, the Pixel Book, which was a very nice high-end Chromebook. But high-end Chromebook is a bit of an oxymoron. People think of those as cheap laptops, but you know, you could make a case for one. The problem with this guy is it's the Slate, and then you clip on the keyboard. But just like the Surface, just like the iPad Pro, they show it to you with the keyboard, and they give you a price. But then you got to buy the keyboard separately. It's like $200. That's crazy. It's a keyboard.
When you add it all together, you've got even like the highest configuration.
It's like $900. Yeah.
Well, but then the highest configuration is like $1,600, right? Yeah. So then you're paying $1,800 for what?
Surface has the same problem from Microsoft. But if this thing starts at $6 and the keyboard is $2, it's a 33. It's a one-third premium to add the keyboard.
Wow.
Plus $100 for a stylus. I don't know why stylus is from everybody or $100. It seems crazy to me.
All right. Lastly, there was the Home Hub. We just saw the Facebook portal, as well as the Echo Show come out 2 weeks ago. Those two touted video chat as a core service, but this one, interestingly, has no camera. I'm just curious what you guys thought about.
Oh, it's obviously so you can put one in the bathroom, right?
Yes.
Well, that's going to be a feature in the future. Devices that don't have cameras, that's going to become, you know, a bullet point feature. No camera, because no one actually enjoys video chatting, I think. It's something we talk a lot about.
I love video chatting,
but maybe
with
like one person.
On my phone or my tablet where I can move around.
Uh-huh.
And we still have laptops, so people still use Skype. You know, I think what's interesting about it is, of course, that it's bringing Google services into the home in a way that obviously is meant to destabilize Amazon and the big wins that Amazon has, you know, won so far, the gains they've made.
Right. The only thing I want to do less than talk to people on the phone is video chat with people.
Well, there you go. For our full coverage in all things Google, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
Jessica Dulcourt.
Dan.
Thanks for listening.